Win stacks of cash by entering the 150K Crack the Code giveaway, brought to you by your local paper, now through July 14th. Look for the code on page A2. Then visit 150kgiveaway.com and submit your entry. You could win the grand prize of $100,000. Grab the paper every day. Get the code on page 2A and improve your chances to win tons of weekly cash prizes. Visit 150kgiveaway.com for details.
From the newsroom of the Oklahoman, I'm Ben Felder, and this is The Source. On Tuesday, the Associated Press reported that the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City now says there's no timetable for the repeatedly delayed release of a report on priests accused of sexual misconduct with minors. Carla Hinton covers religion for the Oklahoman and has covered this topic over the last several months. And Carla, I guess it's not a surprise that this is being delayed, but the Archdiocese has kind of finally admitted that, listen, we're not even going to keep giving you a date that we can kick down the road. We're just going to say it's going to be a while.
Right, right. You know, I have to say, I am surprised. I think a lot of people in the Archdiocese, in Oklahoma in general, were looking ahead to getting that list, mm-hmm. and thinking that it was going to be sometime in the spring. You know, we're now in the summer, and so I think they were thinking that it was going to be out. I've been getting readers have been emailing me, mm-hmm. about this issue. So I have to say, quite frankly, I am surprised. We have to trust that they're going to release it eventually, but I'm kind of shocked, to be honest with you.
Well, and most people may be familiar with the pre-sexual abuse cases that have taken place over the last couple of decades. But give us a little bit of background on the situation here in Oklahoma. When did the Archdiocese first announce that it was going to have this list, and why did they make that announcement?
Well, it was probably in the early fall that they said they were going to do this, maybe August, September. It was right after, maybe a month or two after the in Philadelphia, there was a scathing report on some Pennsylvania diocese that talked about, you know, widespread sexual abuse, mm-hmm. Among priests. And so the Archbishop here was concerned, and he also kind of was concerned when Archbishop McCarrick or Cardinal McCarrick, there were some sexual abuse allegations that were made against him. And so apparently Archbishop Coakley here thought, you know, we ought to start looking into this here and seeing what's there so we can be transparent, open with our parishioners and also, you know, the public. So he actually started it. I want to say they said it was maybe in July or August that they said they started it, the report, you know, trying to get the mm-hmm. report out. And they made that public to us maybe in the fall, like later in the fall. And we thought that we would have that list by the end of the year. And now, you know, we're going into the behalf of another year.
Yeah, and it seems like there's been a couple of times where they said, hey, just a little bit longer. And now they're saying that they, you know, the AP's report is that the church, quote, miscalculated how long reviewing the files of past and current priests would take.
Right.
It's taken them a year to realize that.
Right. Well, you know, we were told that the AP and I were told that they were going to release it in February 28th. Mm-hmm. That was the day. And then they said that they would have it out no later than the end of March. And now, you know, I guess they're saying now that they are trying to get it right, and that they miscalculated. So I think that a lot of people may be concerned about this.
Yeah. So now we don't have necessarily a date that we're shooting for. But if they said that they were looking at, you know, February 28th, it would seem that they were pretty close. Now it seems like they're further along. Does this tell us that maybe that list has gotten a lot longer? Or, I mean, what do you know and don't know about this?
Well, you know what? Here's what I can – this is what I surmise. You know, it may not be that the list has gotten longer. It may be what the allegations are, and mm-hmm. maybe what exactly are some of the details. I'm thinking they're wanting to get all those right, and they're probably having lots of conversations with attorneys and things like that. And so, and as far as I know, Diane Clay, the spokesperson for the Archdiocese, said that the attorneys were the ones that said that they needed a little bit more time. So the Archbishop is trying to give this this firm, you know, that they hired, just a little more time. But it does seem probably to the general public that this is taking longer than what they thought.
Yeah, and it kind of probably causes some in the public to question this effort towards transparency, which has been a big a challenge for the church, not just here, but in other places. And in fact, that, you know, the crux of this, 20 years ago when this first was kind of revealed, or at least this aspect was revealed in Boston, the idea that the church actively tried to cover this up. And so for the archdiocese to say, hey, we want to be transparent, I mean, obviously speaks to, hey, we don't want to come across as if we are trying to cover this up, which has maybe been the case in other parts of the country.
Right, right. And the thing is, I think what makes this case so interesting is that there other dioceses around the country have come forth with their lists, with a list of credibly accused priests and religious. Texas came out with theirs. I think they came out with theirs on the same day all these Texas dioceses did. And let's see, Arkansas, where there is a bishop from that came from the Oklahoma Archdiocese, Arizona, New Mexico, you know, just regionally, most of these dioceses have put this list out. So I think that is where it starts to be interesting, both to the public and to journalists.
Yeah, well, all these lists are already out, not here in Oklahoma, and I know that's something that you've written a lot about and we'll continue to follow. We'll continue to follow your coverage. Carla, thanks so much.
Thank you.